T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's OMF on EEI.
With the 15th pick in the 2021 NFL Draft, the six-time world champion New England Patriots select Mac Jones.
It's not fair.
I'll finish the sentence for him. Quarterback Alabama, Mac Jones, the Nick Saban, Bill Belichick connection. Look how quickly he is moving his way down that tunnel. Lewis Riddick, you are smiling.
Now look, Mac fits the style of offense that Bill has typically played over the past 20 years in New England with Tom.
Say what you want about it. No boring offensive lineman for Bill Belichick. No moving down to secure the 61st pick.
I'm hungover.
Because there's value in the second round. Lou, you excited?
I am drunk. I'm hungover. It was a long night. I was very excited.
Yep.
Poured another couple fingers, I would say, when that
couple
pick
fingers.
Happened.
Yep. A whole fist.
To prepare for
about?
It and then finished the whole cup, basically, when they picked it. I couldn't be happier. Thank you. Thank you, Bill. See, Bill and I feel like we're on the same wavelength, you know, when it comes to quarterbacks.
I'm not sure about that.
I'm just saying, I thought he should have went out and got Cam. He went out and got Cam.
Yeah. Great minds.
I thought he should have went out.
How'd that work out for
both you and
Bill? Got a
quarterback here in the first round that, you know, some people had their doubts, and they still did. So okay. I think me and Bill are on the same page.
No, right, we got an F for an F today. We got Fitzy in for Fourier once again. So let's start with Fitzy because I know he's got to be ecstatic. Yes.
Oh, my
you
guy.
Okay?
Return
you
of the towel? Yeah. Oh, I wasn't sure if you were throwing audio from yesterday. There was so much. I, Glenn, am over the moon. Like Big Mac the knife, I'm over the moon. I love it. The Patriots went out and found somebody without having to overspend, without blowing up the draft, without doing anything crazy. They did the safest, most boring, predictable, systematic thing they could have. They found someone who's going to come to Foxborough, who can work immediately, push Cam, and give you, ready for this, stable quarterback play with well-guided thrown forward passes.
I got hope. Thank God.
Hope. Wow. It's back. Welcome back,
curious,
Hope.
Where are you at? You didn't want the fifth best quarterback in the draft, and they did.
Well, I like the fact that he didn't have to give up any assets, and I did not want to do that. And I did say to you, if he ends up drafting a quarterback at number 15, I won't have a problem with it. Now, I also wanted to get Jimmy Garoppolo here to be the bridge guy, and I think the 49ers changed the course of the draft for the Patriots when they took Trey Lance with the number 3 pick, and that obviously changed everything. And
I was so
once,
happy when they took Trey Lance.
So once they did that, and you know that Trey Lance is a potential guy, but not ready to play, so they're probably going to hold on to Jimmy Garoppolo now. So to me, I look at this kid, and I don't know. I mean, I'm going on what all of these so-called experts are claiming. This kid is more NFL-ready than any other quarterback, with the exception of maybe Trevor Lawrence, but not the great ceiling, and he doesn't really conform to what the NFL is doing today, and that's quarterbacks that can use their legs a little bit to extend a play. So to me, this kid becomes what Garoppolo was going to be. He becomes your bridge 15th. Until you can get to that quarterback. Now, maybe Fitzy's right. Maybe the kid's got a higher ceiling than these so-called experts. They've been wrong before, Fitzy. He might have a higher ceiling than they think. But to me, this gives you an opportunity to see somebody other than Cam Newton starting this fall in Foxborough.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing, Glenn. I know you just said, like, maybe the experts aren't right and that somebody like me, and not just because I'm a haw, you know, that I have a honk and, you know, I wear my hoodie footy pajamas. You know, I just think can't. I think at this point it's way too early to judge, and I believe in the potential of Mac Jones more than just being like a support beam that you're putting in to hold up the ceiling until you can get either someone to come in and fix the whole damn house or you level the place. Like, I think this kid can work out for a long time. He's not just a bridge. Jimmy also wouldn't have been just a bridge, but he wouldn't have been here for his whole career. He would have been here at least a couple of years.
When I saw Trey Lance go, I got really excited because I said, okay, he's not going to settle for Jimmy G. Jimmy's not available.
Nope.
San Fran, again, like, it's just, it makes too much sense. And I don't even know if Trey Lance will be ready by week 8 or week 9 when they need him. But, you know, Jimmy G, this is a Super Bowl team the last 3 years. When Jimmy plays, they win. When he doesn't, they lose. Mm-hmm. So why would you have a quarterback room of a Mac Jones and that's it? Like, I never thought they were going to trade him. When I saw Trey Lance, I said, that's it. They're not, Bill's not getting Jimmy. We're going to get a quarterback. And now it's Justin Fields, and now it's Mac Jones. And, you know, he sat at 15. I think I would have felt much better if he traded up like 2 spots and got Mac Jones. Still got him. But I think I might have internally felt better about it.
Well, what does it tell you what he did? He took Mac Jones at number 15. He saw Chicago already move up at 11. He knew that Washington and Pittsburgh were a possibility behind him to move up. And he sat there and said, no. To me, he looked at Mac Jones and said, yeah, we'll take Mac Jones at 15. But if he's gone, not a big deal. I'm drafting somebody else.
That's my problem. Like, that's my problem. Like, I wanted them from day one to identify a quarterback they like and go get him and do whatever they got him. Now they got him. They got him at 15.
But what
I'm saying is, like, if you really loved him, you know, you're willing to play that game, that risk. You're willing to risk it. If Mac Jones was their guy, you're really willing to sit there and say, oh, my God, look what Chicago just did. They're up at 12. There's a couple more picks. You know, Mac's the guy.
No.
We'll sit back because if we lose him, we're fine. No, I don't want him to be fine if they lose him. I want him to want that guy so badly that they can't live without him.
Okay, but the way that the board, like you just said a second ago, once they took Trey Lance, you knew Jimmy G was off the board.
Yep.
Okay? So now it's going to be, if they're going to get a quarterback, it's going to be Mac Jones or it's going to be nobody. And it would have probably turned into a second rounder.
It would have been Justin Fields.
He could have moved up for Justin Fields.
But how many times did we have to hear leading up to the draft that the Patriots weren't into Justin Fields? How many different people, so-called experts?
Well, what I'm saying is, like, said they were into him, and then suddenly they weren't into him. That was all smoke
screens. How did you know that the Cowboys, who traded down to 12,
they were not taking a quarterback?
Okay, they weren't.
Yep.
But, I mean, obviously, who did Chicago trade with? They traded with Eagles.
Yep.
They weren't either.
And then they went. Then they moved back a pick so the Eagles picked up a third so they could take a wide receiver. The only risk you ran was somebody trading into 13 or 14.
That's the point. And then right before you picked, the Jets did it. And you knew they weren't taking a quarterback, so you were safe. But what I'm saying is, like, you don't know if the Jets were going to do that or if San Diego, the Chargers rather, or Dallas was going to sit there and say, oh, Washington calls them up. They get weird. They start offering you a boatload, and you don't get the guy you want. Now they got him.
He didn't want him that bad, guys. Well, it's simple as that.
Don't you have a problem with that? Like, do you really believe that? He didn't want him that bad?
I don't think he wanted him that bad.
That's a problem.
I think
you don't pick a guy at 15 and you really don't want that bad.
Right. I think he looks at – that's why I'm telling you this kid is –
that's why I say I would have liked to have seen him move up 2 spots, trade him, and say, you know what? This is the guy we wanted. We gave up a little capital, but we don't care. We believe in him. He's our guy. Rather than sitting back saying, hey, if we lose him, we lose him.
Listen, that's why I think they look at him that he's more NFL ready to play. And if we'll get into the 2 different systems because I don't think they're going to play the same way they played last year with this kid as the quarterback. So you're going to have Cam Newton running one system and you're going to have this kid running another system. Mm-hmm. I think if they wanted him desperately, they would have moved up, even trying to work with the Jets or whatever, because anybody could have moved in front of them and stole this guy. Then all 5 quarterbacks are off the board. My guess is he looked at it and said, if we can get Mac Jones at 15, fine. I'm not giving up a damn an additional thing. If not, then we've got another guy in the second or third round, a quarterback that we're going to take.
Right, exactly. And that's why I believe your term, the whole idea that you call him a bridge quarterback, may not be the most accurate because he might be a bit of a project.
You're getting very sensitive at the fact that I'm calling him a bridge guy. I'm not saying that he can't be the guy. I'm not saying that. And I heard all of the people giving impressions of him last night. Well, he has Tom Brady skills. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it right there, Tom Brady skills. Okay? The game has also changed. I think we've all become aware that the game is much different, that quarterbacks that can run out of the pocket, give and extend plays are where it's at right now. This kid apparently can't do it, but he apparently is extremely smart. He can figure out defenses very quickly. Yep. He's an accurate passer. With all of the personnel that you've added here on the offensive side of the ball, he may be more ready to play right now. Long term?
Well, he went where he went because he can't run.
Right.
The other guys could.
Correct.
And I think people just see that as upside, right?
Yeah.
So I look at him, and again, I'm happy with the pick. Again, just to, Glenn, the way you...
I am as well.
The way you posed it was they were fine if they lost him. And that I have a problem with. But
do you agree that they were fine lost him?
I hope not. I hope they knew exactly what was going on. I don't believe Bill at all when he says, I'm not paying attention to Mox, or I'm not paying attention, whatever. No, I think they knew what was going on. I knew that they were going to get him. So I think they had a feeling maybe the Jets are moving up and they were safe. They were secure. But I look at him and I see hope. That's all. I see hope. Jimmy's not hope. Like, I don't know what – I want this guy to be Matt Ryan. I don't want him to be Andy Dalton. Although Andy Dalton, I think, gets a lot of slack. I think he's better than most people think.
Yeah, I
agree. Matt Ryan. I want Matt Ryan.
Okay, so if that's
and that's
ceiling,
above average.
But if that's the ceiling, then why can't if Mac Jones can come in and just think of it this way, instead of having to renegotiate some sort of new deal and give up capital for Jimmy G to come back. Let's say it was a third, he comes back in.
Never wanted him.
$20 million. Now you got Mac Jones for I don't know exactly what the salary is going to be for the 15th pick overall slotted. All right, $32.
He gets $17 million over
$20 a day meal money.
$17 million over 4 years.
So about a little over $4 million. So now you get all of basically what Jimmy Garoppolo could have done for you, but only $4 million a season, not $20 million a season.
Well, you hope you're going to get everything Jimmy Garoppolo could do for you right now.
I think this kid's going to be able to produce a reasonable facsimile of what Jimmy Garoppolo did.
Yeah.
From day one, because he's coming from a pro offense in Alabama too.
See, Glenn, that's your opinion is you don't think much of the kid, right? So you think he's just kind of like a bridge. But I mean, you don't think the Patriots would draft a kid at 15, thinking he's just mediocre bridge, right?
I think
you don't
Bill,
do that. Not
Lou,
at 15.
I think Bill wants to win right now. And I do believe he wanted Jimmy Garoppolo, and he realized after the third pick in the draft, he's not getting Jimmy Garoppolo right now. They're going into a different direction. So he looks at it and says, this kid is the most NFL ready. We can plug him in. He can play this year. Dan Orlovsky thinks he's starting game one. Okay, so some people think this kid is ready to go. Now, the problem you have in drafting Mac Jones is, what is he going to be like 3, 4, 5 years from now when you have to give him the big money? And to me, everybody's saying the same thing. I don't know, Fitzy. I don't know enough about these kids.
What's he going to be in 5 years?
There's a
you can't enjoy anything. What's the Sox rotation going to look like
I'm
in August?
I'm enjoying it. I like this bet.
It sounds like it's sunny outside.
Is he going to be worth the money in 6 years?
He's got snow boots on and you brought an umbrella.
No, wait a minute.
Duck boats ready.
Wait a minute. What is the ceiling for this kid?
What did I say? Not Aaron Rodgers.
Matt Ryan.
Matt Ryan. You want an MVP with the right guy.
So you think that Matt? Okay, if he's that, then he's well beyond a bridge.
Above average quarterback.
He's well beyond.
He better
a
be at 15. Yeah. He
right.
better
he's
be.
He's an AA.
Should have got somebody else.
AAQB, an above average quarterback.
He better
Listen,
be.
I have no problem with the pick. And matter of fact, the reason that I like it so much is because I think Cam Newton is not going to be a starter. Maybe not right from game one, but certainly he plays well in the first two games, maybe game four, game five, we're going to see Mac Jones as your starter. And he may be, as all of these so-called experts are saying, he may be ready to take that spot. You remember when we had Denny Thompson on the quarterback trainer for Mac Jones?
I do.
All right. He had some good things to say. He also had some not so great things to say about Mac Jones. We're bringing him back on today at 4 o'clock to find out exactly what we got here as a quarterback. We're going to take plenty of phone calls and your reaction. The first pick has been made by your New England Patriots. They got a quarterback. Are you happy with it? 617-779-7937. And why didn't Bill try to move up for Justin Fields? We're going to get into that as well.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, here we go.
On Twitter, at Christian Fourier.
What's up, mother?
Who's been right more than me? Don't answer that.
Back to OMF.
On WEEI.
What do we know about Bill? Historically, what do we know about Bill as far as what he does and like what he likes to represent and like and how he likes to play a lot of misdirection and how he likes to like he's a master of sleight of hand. So you're telling me on the same day that Justin Fields is having a pro day and Mac Jones is having a pro day on the same day at the same time, Bill Belichick and Josh McDaniels are in Alabama?
Oh.
So wait, you're in Alabama.
A little deceit
so you're
there.
Going okie doke. So Bill is playing chess.
Here we go. Yeah, and everybody else, so, Lou, is playing chess.
So Bill went to watch Mac Jones because he really wants Justin Fields.
Yes. Big fellow just spilled his drink right now on the beach because he is furious at this. Remember Mac Jones? He plays with receivers and personnel on that team that is better than anything with the Patriots. You can't go and get the Alabama quarterback. He's not going to be happy with this one, I don't think.
Yeah, this whole thing, though, like Christian said time and time again, like, I can't wait for the draft, guys.
No, he didn't want a quarterback. Yeah, he didn't want a quarterback in the first round. We said this yesterday. This was, you just heard the sound, like the okey-doke? The okey-doke of an okey-doke. The okey-doke, the okey-doke.
That's a double okey-doke?
Yeah, it's a double okey-doke.
The double okey-doke.
You see, Bill knew that if he went personally with Josh McDaniels and scouted Mac Jones, everyone would sit there and say, it's a smokescreen. So therefore, he knew he could do it and get away with it. And
when everybody zigs, Belichick zags.
Yeah.
Ask for the zag.
There's no way. Any kind of pro day he goes to, no chance of him drafting that guy. Well, he did it. He got away with it. He got to know the player. And he ended up drafting him.
But we have now learned through him and through Trey Lance, at least. First of all, Mac Jones said he spent numerous Zoom sessions with the Patriots coaching staff and Bill Belichick.
Yep, so they spent time.
Trey Lance has come out and was asked a question on the Dan Patrick Show and said, nope, he spent zero time on Zoom calls or anything else with Bill Belichick or the New England Patriots. So apparently they didn't want Justin Fields in that deal. So maybe they did want Mac Jones. Maybe that was part of it. And we talk about Justin Fields. So Chicago sends the 20th overall pick plus a fifth round of this year, then a 2022 first and fourth round pick to move up from 20 to 11 because they wanted Justin Fields. Bill could have done that same thing to move up if he wanted Justin Fields. Could he not?
Yeah, it wouldn't have cost him as much going from 15 to 20.
Correct.
Right? But he
didn't want to do it.
15 to 11, you mean?
15 to 11, whatever it was. Yeah, that wouldn't have cost that much money.
I bet it would have been a second.
But, I mean, listen, Chicago, I don't mind what they're doing. I know we can rip them, and I think, actually, they were the turd in the punch bowl that Christian had talked about.
Yes.
He mentioned, he said, Chicago's the team that could trade away the farm, move up in front. I said, Washington is another crazy team. The Raiders. Like, those three teams, you could see them doing something stupid. And you could say it's stupid, but if Justin Fields is good, no one's going to – I mean, they've swung and missed in the past. Trubisky was awful. But it doesn't mean you don't keep swinging. You need a quarterback. They needed a quarterback. They got the future. Let's see if he's good. If he's good, smart move by them.
And the thing is, whenever there's like five or six quarterbacks that go early, usually it's 50 to 60% of them work out. They're serviceable, if not excellent. And then one or two end up just being complete duds. So we just watched five quarterbacks go in the first 15. I guarantee you one or two of those quarterbacks not going to work
2018,
out.
2018, right?
Yep.
I mean, 2018, you're looking at like Josh Rosen, Josh Allen, Sam Darnold, Lamar Jackson, and Baker Mayfield.
Yep.
So you're like, all right, Josh Rosen's the one that just flat out sucks.
Three studs, a dud, and we're still out on Sam.
Plus you had five of them, and three times in the history of the draft, the fifth quarterback, there have been five quarterbacks that have been drafted in the first round. Lamar Jackson was the only one that really worked out. Cade McNown was another one. Kenny O'Brien was another one way back in 83.
I like
He was drafted ahead of Dan Marino, which probably didn't make an awful lot of sense. So we're going to hear in the next few hours from a lot of people, some people who really like it and some people who can't stand it. Or we can hear this where Paul Feinbaum felt that he had to go one extra step, and that is Bill Belichick is getting lazy.
I'm not that surprised, and I'm also a little concerned about this rather lazy, Bill Belichick knows what he's doing. Really? Have you guys watched the New England Patriots in the last couple of years? Tom Brady knows what he's doing. I'm not sure Bill Belichick does. He's made some dubious coaching hires, starting with his son, and he's made some, I think, disastrous draft choices. So I like Mac Jones a lot. I know I'm burying the lead here. I see a coach who was a perfectionist, who did everything right, who was untouchable, and I see him getting lazy late in his career. I see him making moves that don't remind me of Bill Belichick.
Burying the lead. I like Mac Jones. See, so in other words, I want to make sure that the SEC people are good with me, so I'm going to say nice things about Mac Jones. Here's what I'll do. I'll attack Bill Belichick getting lazy. And by the way, when you talk about his son on the staff, there aren't other coaches around the league who have had sons who have developed into coaches.
Yeah, I can't go there with his kid.
Footsteps.
I mean, who knows?
How about the Shanahans?
You know, listen, this kid could be a great coach. I don't know. So I think I don't see a lazy coach. You know, and that's really got to separate the two, because it sounds like he's getting on him, the GM, which I think, you know, is valid the last 4 or 5 years. It's not just draft. It's actually trades
right. That
haven't worked out. Was Coney Ealy like a second-round pick?
I think they got him for a third.
Yeah, I thought it was a second round, a third round pick. So a lot of the trades haven't worked out. Michael Bennett, a lot of the things. But as a coach, no, he's not lazy. And we'll see. I think last year's draft, there's a chance.
Lazy.
Right? Yeah, there's a chance. This year's draft, we'll see. We'll see. Off to a good start so far, if you ask me. I like the quarterback.
Lazy makes absolutely no sense to me. And listen, this sounds like somebody.
So lazy is just sort of like fifth quarterback, he's there, I should just take him because I'm lazy.
Yeah, that's what it is. I flew all the way down.
But he likes to pick. But he likes
to. You better.
Yeah, which makes no sense. No, Feinbaum likes to pick, which makes no sense. I think that was just he wanted to get into a personal attack. Mm-hmm. Because I think it is fair game to sit there and say, Bill has not done a good job drafting over the last 5 years. That's fair game. But claiming he's getting lazy?
Yeah, I know.
Like he's not putting in enough hours or working hard enough?
No days off!
Exactly.
Days off, and then throwing your kid into it. So Mel Kiper wrote this back in March when he slotted Jones, if you remember, at number 15 to the Patriots. I've gotten in trouble before for saying that a few quarterbacks are Tom Brady-like. But I'm really talking about accurate, tall pocket passers. I'm not predicting that these guys are going to become Hall of Famers. When I watch Jones, I can see some of the traits that have made Brady so good for so long. Jones is a pinpoint thrower who can manipulate the pocket and find targets down the field. I'm not sure all of the comparisons to Tom Brady are a good thing for Mac Jones. I don't know. Maybe he can deal with all the pressure of all of this stuff.
Stop doing it.
But the comparison of Brady is just ridiculous. I guess you could look at body type from the combine picture we had of Tom Brady and the picture we have now, Mac Jones smoking the cigar and the stomach hanging out.
Dad bod USA.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's only, yes, okay, so that, you know, I know everyone tweeted that out last night, same mood, same vibes, same bod. Again, Mac Jones is much more athletic than people are letting on. Just because he doesn't look like he's shredded, just because he didn't run a 4.440, just because he didn't have the fastest three cone or, you know, 10-foot broad jump. What does the guy need to do? The quarterback needs to process information at an extremely high rate, take in the play call, make the right read at the right time, and deliver the ball. That's exactly what this offense is predicated around. You have the most accurate passer from 0 to 10 yards in college football last year. And I realized that there was an extreme talent at all three levels with Najee Harris, Devonta Smith, and Jalen Waddle. But now you bring him into a system with big tight ends, a brand new receiving room, Lou, and a dynamite backfield with a humongous offensive line. It's not going to be that hard for him to beat Cam out.
I thought he looked pretty athletic walking in. I mean, that had to be the fastest walk.
That strut.
It kind of reminded me of like that meme of Belichick running in from Indy. Like, you know, every time some free agent's out
Detroit,
there, they're just storming in by people. Like, that was one of the fastest walks. He walked right by the hat, turned around, grabbed the hat, just kept going. Like, that was athletic.
Purpose.
Well, it was definitely a purpose. He looked like an athlete.
It was almost Darrisaw-esque.
No, I like it.
I think it's a little bit disingenuous when he said, secretly, I wanted to come to the Patriots. So you were talked about for the last 3 or 4 weeks about going number 3 in the draft. Look at the money differential between number 3 and number 15. And you're suddenly telling me, oh, yeah, secretly, this is where I wanted to go. I think he would have rather gone number three overall in the draft. Does wonders for your ego and for your pocketbook as well. All right, we're going to get your reaction. What did you think? And does this present the possibility that Cam Newton may not be the starting quarterback come September? We get to your phone calls coming up next at 617-779-7937. Got the number right.
The show that's open weekdays 2 to 6 for Patriots fans. It's OMF on EEI.
Mac was available there at our pick. You know, he's a guy we spent a lot of time with and felt like that was the best pick at that time for us. Look forward to working with him. You know, he's a smart kid. He's been in a system that's, you know, similar to ours. We've had a lot of good conversations with him. I think he'll be able to process the offense. It's obviously going to take a lot of time. You know, Cam's our quarterback, whatever position, whatever time Jared or Mac, you know, ready to, you know, challenge and compete, then we'll see how that goes.
Interesting. That was Bill Belichick's opening statement last night. He didn't wait for Lou to ask him the question, who was the week one starter. He volunteered that Cam Newton is our starting quarterback. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering why he did that. Maybe to kind of take the pressure off of the kid. But do we not want the kid to be the starter in week one after what we watched last year?
I do. It's an obvious. Listen, Bill's obviously going to say that's the right thing to say. You're not, what are you going to draft some kid at 15 with Cam Newton and Jared Stidham in camp and saying, you're our starter? Right. Are you going to announce it draft night? No, not at all. He's got to come in there. He's got to work. And when he shows he can compete for the job, which hopefully is the first time you see him. First time you see him. He's a better quarterback. San Fran was, that's everybody's talking about for weeks. They're going to take him at three. They're going to trade Jimmy because they believe Mac Jones can play right now on a team that can actually win the NFC. But he's not good enough to play for you? Why? Because you have Cam Newton? We forget how bad this guy is. I know for like the last 5 months since we haven't played a football game, Fitzy, everyone's trying to convince me what I saw wasn't real. Mm-hmm. I know what I saw. I know that right there wasn't good. What not good? This kid, Mac Jones, is better right now. Play him. Day one. Let's go.
I think the kid can win the starting job week one.
Thank you.
Why did Bill Belichick say that last night, Glenn?
Out of respect.
It is very simple. It's more than just respect. This was to take just the right amount of wind out of Mac Jones's sails to make sure that he doesn't think that he's going to come in here week one. He's the presumptive starter. He's on the Garoppolo track to take over this offense. He probably knows that he's the better fit. He probably believes, and I want him to believe, because this is a sneaky competitive mofo, and I think we got some fun little stories we can share later on in the program, because everyone thinks he's a letterman. Everyone thinks he looks like that squeaky clean varsity kid who's going to come in and, oh, shucks, gee willikers, Mr. Belichick, I'll do whatever you ask. I'll do my job, sir. No, Mac Jones has just enough of a killer instinct in him, and I want him to think that he can beat Cam Newton out. Will Cam start week one? Probably. Do I want Mac Jones to want it? Yes, I do.
Yeah, and I also think that Belichick knows that he can push this kid, because the kid has spent the last couple of years working with Nick Saban, who has a similar approach to Bill Belichick has.
Disposition, if you will.
Yeah. So he knows that he can push this kid because the kid's been able to deal with it. I'm sure Bill's had the conversations with Nick about what he can do with this kid. All right, let's get to the phone calls, and then we'll get into the whole dynamics of what this camp is going to be like with Cam Newton and with the kid, Mac Jones. We go to the phone calls at 617-779-7937. Here's Paul in Rhode Island. Hello, Paul.
Thank you for taking my call. I'm satisfied with the kid. Don't get me wrong. I'd rather have Trask. They both spit an image of each other. Cam's not going anywhere. Of course not. You know, they spend so much money on these loads that Cam's got more protection. But I would like to... kicker and Trask still to come here to play a role like Tyson Hill from New Orleans.
Wait, Paul, Paul, one second.
Nailed it.
Do you think Kyle Trask and Taysom Hill resemble each other at all?
No, I didn't say that. I said Kyle Trask and Jones.
No, you said
image of each other.
Oh my God, hold on. Jesus. You said Trask to play a Taysom Hill role, like bring him in to run the football?
Like, yes.
Kyle Trask.
Is it possible to draft another quarterback?
Why?
Okay, thanks, Paul.
Why? Why are we driving
This is a great idea,
guys. He's got a quarterback.
Was it Paul? He was really on to something,
Fitzy,
guys.
You're an NFL, you're a college football guy. Kyle Trask, anything like you? Would you bring Kyle Trask in to run the football?
No.
Why isn't this guy drafted like where he's supposed to get drafted?
I think he was trying to say he was more like Mac Jones.
You mean
he
can't move? Kyle Trask is a slower Drew Bledsoe.
No, he said he wants him to Taysom Hill role.
You have a Taysom Hill role type on the team.
Too busy today.
Cam Newton.
Too busy today to deal with him. Let's try Bob. Let's try the next guy.
Let's go back to Paul's plan.
Let's go back to Bob.
Brilliant. Bob's in Stoneham.
Bob.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Bob.
Good to talk to you. A couple of things. First of all, on the overall draft itself, I think that it showed a lot of the so-called analysts and experts that people aren't willing to take two developmental quarterbacks like the Eagles, they were tending them to do. The Falcons were going to put somebody behind Matt Ryan. And they took the best player available, and it showed itself all through the draft. Regarding the Patriots, I think what you heard Belichick say, it sounded to me like he succumbed to the pressure of taking a quarterback there. I don't think he would have been unhappy with Trask, Billis, or Mund. I think that he would have loved a particular defensive player at that point. Maybe Collins, the linebacker.
Yeah, see, I disagree with this, Bob, and thank you for the
call. Wait a minute. Here's why I say that. Mm-hmm. Look at the needs they have. They have two excellent defensive backs that are on one-year contracts. Mm-hmm. They have two offensive linemen, their best backup, Karras, and their starting tackle, Brown, on one-year contracts. You have Hightower and McCourty in maybe 1, maybe 2 years, if you're lucky.
Yeah.
You have a lot of developmental needs.
But you don't have a quarterback.
Yeah, quality. Bob, thanks again.
But
thanks,
you don't have a quarterback.
Are we really going to believe that he's not really happy with Mac Jones? He just took him because he fell to him?
No, I think
he's happy. Was it a safety pick? I mean, was Mac Jones the last thing? Diner's about to close. We just had this old turkey sandwich.
Because, I mean, Glenn, I know you didn't want that. You didn't want to just take him because he's the last quarterback left. You didn't want the fifth best quarterback.
I'm
hoping that Mac Jones is number 2 or 3 on his list, and that's why he took him.
Yeah, I think he has to like Mac Jones to be able to take him. The only thing I would say to you, Lou, is that he also looked at it, and you could see it in his approach in the draft. Mac Jones could have gone earlier than that. Washington could have moved up. Who knows what could have happened? He was not that desperate that he was going to move up to get Mac Jones. He was looking at it saying, if I don't have to give anything up, I'm going to take Mac Jones over maybe that defensive player who's higher up on my list.
Well, then you know what?
Because we need a quarterback.
If that's the case, then he doesn't think he's the guy. With that attitude, he doesn't think he's the guy.
I don't think he...
If I can live without him, then he's not the guy.
Lou, I don't think
he... So then why'd he take him?
I don't agree with you.
I think he likes him. I think he took him... And I think he read the board, and he knew he was going to fall to him.
But I tell you, if it's
that attitude, then I'm not happy.
I don't think he definitively looks at him today and says, this is our guy for the future.
I hope he does.
Oh, I don't think
he took him at 15. Why wouldn't he think that?
I don't think he thinks that. I think he thinks there's a chance, and so therefore...
What are you talking about? Better think that. He took him at 15. He better think he's a quarterback.
Listen, a lot of this is a crapshoot, as we know. And I think he and other people who personnel guys look at it and say, okay, I think the guy could do this in the right situation. But there's no guarantee. He's not looking right now and saying, oh, we're all set for quarterback for the next 5 years. I think you're crazy if you think he thinks that. But I think he thinks he's NFL ready right now, and they need an NFL ready quarterback.
Well, Kyle Shanahan told us there's no guarantee that we would even be alive come
That's
Sunday.
A good point.
So this life obviously comes, Lou, with no guarantees.
There you go. We made it to Friday.
Yeah, we made it to Friday, guys. We're only 2 days away to proving Kyle Shanahan wrong, and only one NFL season away from proving Kyle Shanahan was wrong in taking Trey Lance, or at least not in believing and Mac Jones as a pro-ready starter. And I don't think that Belichick just sat there and said, like, all right, I guess I'll placate the fan base. I guess I'll probably just get another quarterback in there. And that's the last thing he did. He slow-played the hand correctly.
Yeah.
Lou, you're a bit of a card player.
Yeah,
Come on, you play a little poker.
I hope it worked.
He slow-played it nicely. While everyone else was into your double okey-doke and probably thought, like, oh, he's there to see Devonta Smith or Leatherwood or Landon Dickerson or Dylan Moses. No, actually, he was there to see Mac Jones and all the other guys he had ancillary interest in.
I'm just sort of playing off of, like, you know, Glenn, what you're saying, like maybe the mentality was. I find it impossible for them to be like, you know, if we don't get him, we don't get him. And, we got him. We'll got him. But he's not anything.
Why did they
he's not
up?
Like our quarterback of the future. I mean, we'll just spend 15 on a guy that, if he's there, he's there. No. I sure as hell hope that's not the opinion down there.
Lou, if he moved
I hope
up,
that they looked at him and said, we need this guy, and he's our quarterback.
If he moved up in this draft, I would clearly tell you that he really believes in this kid. The fact that he held his ground at 15 in a risky situation with four or five picks in front of him tells me that he wanted the kid, obviously, but he was willing to look elsewhere if the kid was not there at number 15. He was not giving up anything else in that deal. Here's Brad in Connecticut. Go ahead, Brad.
Cam Newton, he's the guy. I mean, Mac Jones, all right, give him what, week 10? But they got all these weapons for Cam. They're going to run that offense. You got these tight end sets. You got these high-end wideouts. I mean, come on, let Mac learn.
Well, I'll tell you what, there are still people that actually believe that Cam, who has not been an accurate passer in his entire career, he's been a guy who has multiple skills in that he can run, extend plays. He is a huge. He is strong. Suddenly, with the with
they
the new
these weapons
toys he has,
him.
That he is suddenly, for the first time in his NFL career, going to become an accurate quarterback. Right?
Run this plants with Aguilar. Pass it to Bourne. Pass it to Henry. Mm-hmm. Pass it to...
You got to be accurate. You got to unload the ball.
Brad, Mac Jones can do that too. Mac Jones throws with the same arm Cam Newton does.
He's got a better chance
of
getting it to
those receivers. Cam Newton hits like fungos to his wide receivers. Like one hops him. Like, hey, all right, who's next? Here we go. Round the horn. Come on now, short. Go to first.
I don't want to watch it either.
Turn it two. He can't throw, Brad. He doesn't pass to anyone. He can't throw at this level. He's not good.
He's not good at all.
So why do you want him? They didn't get these receivers for him. They got him for Mac Jones.
They did. I agree. But Newton's the guy until Jones is ready to take it over.
Week one.
Right, so you guys tell me, how is this camp going to go? Because we saw what the offense was with Tom Brady.
It's
going
to be painful.
Okay, and all I'm hearing now is they can revert, and Josh McDaniels, who last year people were telling me, Josh McDaniels is now going to be able to open up the playbook and do things that he's never done before. And then we saw the playbook, and it was a high school playbook. They had to dumb it down and simplify it. So you had a totally different offense last year, and now you've got a quarterback who's accurate. I'm not putting him in the same sentence with Tom Brady, but you're going to revert to that old system, are you not? That's the way you're going to play it. That's how you're going to do it. You've got a guy that can unload the ball quickly, and he's an accurate passer. He can't run. He can't run the RPO. So what do you do when you're practicing? Do you run two different offenses?
Sure. You know, as opposed to just keeping the opponent that you play on Sunday guessing, why not keep your own team guessing? Hey, this week we're going to run the Earhart Perkins Brady offense. Next week it's going to be the Navy high school football offense that we ran last year with Cam. The week after that, maybe we'll run a combination therein. They're not going to do that. It's going to go back to their more traditional system, which, I hate to say it, sorry, Cameron Jarrell, that's probably going to end up pushing Cam out the door. And it's not because Cam isn't a good guy. It's not because Cam doesn't deserve a shot. He'll get his shot. They didn't draft Mac Jones to be a backup. They have a backup caliber Mac Jones in Jarrett Stidham already on the damn roster.
Correct.
What you would, the only thing you'd
who
lose
can run a similar
is
system.
With Cam Newton is like the running ability, right? Mm-hmm. And I know it's like, third and goal from the one. You don't have Cam anymore. Last I checked, you know, everybody keeps telling me how great Sony is, but I saw Damian Harris. You got a great offensive line. Hand the ball off.
Yeah,
run
the
football.
See, the thing is, Lou.
They played together, too, didn't they?
I'm just saying, run the football. Yeah, like, run it. You got a good running game. I mean, it's not like Cam's blazing. He's like a fullback. He'll fight through, get a couple yards, fourth and goal. Sure, quarterback, whatever. Run the football. It's not that big of a difference. So, to me, Mac Jones starts week one. Maybe even move on from Cam Newton. Hell, if San Fran drafted Jimmy Garoppolo, Mac Jones, and we're going to trade Jimmy Garoppolo, and I know obviously it's to save some money, you just drafted Mac Jones, release Cam Newton. Bye-bye. Let someone else pick up Superman. Let somebody else deal with that. You got Jared Stidham as your backup. And who's the guy they got? Gunnagaki? Who's the other guy? They got a third quarterback on the roster?
Mm-hmm.
You know the roster, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Practice
inside
squad?
And out. Inside and
whatever.
Out.
Dolagala.
Him too.
Get rid of Cam.
He's the future.
You got Mac Jones and Stidham. You're good.
State Farm Jake.
Move well, that's on. Why I thought it was interesting. Belichick mentioned Cam as the starter, but then talked about the other two guys as going out and being competitive. And then later, when he was asked a follow-up on the Cam Newton, said that, you know, they have to beat him out for the position. Okay. Is that possible that Mac Jones can beat out Cam Newton, especially if they want to throw the ball more? Because this year, unlike last year, they now have receivers. They now have guys who can catch the ball. The question is, do they have a guy that can throw the ball? And that, I think, is probably going to be Mac Jones. Here's John in Maine, next up here in EEI.
Hey, guys. First of all, Cam Newton sucks. So, I mean, to have him be...
Finally.
any discussion about him playing, forget it. Now, if this guy can't beat out Cam Newton, then he really sucks, okay? Now, the two of the best receivers and the best running back in the draft that both were drafted in the first round played with this guy, okay? And he still didn't get drafted ahead of him, okay? Now, the last thing is Jalen Hurts and Tua Tagliova or whatever the hell his name is.
Nope, you nailed it.
None of them, you know, he couldn't beat any of them. He
okay,
beat any of
John.
Them. He couldn't beat anybody out of, you know, Glenn, it's the first time ever I've listened to you that I actually agree with you.
Wow.
So, I mean, it's a first for everything, but I can tell you right now, you know, everybody said when everybody was considering Mac Jones being drafted by the Patriots, everybody was throwing up in their mouth and saying, oh, my God, this guy's not. Now everybody's like, oh, my God, he's just like Brady. He's almost as good as Brady. The guy is an average quarterback. Now, can Bill win with an average quarterback? Absolutely. But he can't win with a way below average quarterback, which is what Cam Newton is.
Okay, but
Newton's horrible.
Okay, but is it possible that this guy could be good enough? Now, I don't know. Matt Ryan might be a stretch guy that was an MVP. But could this kid be a top 12, top 14 quarterback because he is so accurate? And maybe you do need to have the weapons around him. Well, that's one thing they're doing. My guess is, and we'll get to it later on, they're probably going to draft a receiver here in tonight or tomorrow. So is it possible he could do that? And Belichick builds the rest of the team with an elite defense. And then suddenly you can win again. The chances of getting Patrick Mahomes to run your team or somebody of that ilk, what are the chances of that? They're very slim. All right, we'll get back to the phone calls. We'll hear from some of the people. It's amazing you're hearing people say one thing and then somebody else say something totally different about this guy, but I think that is all part of what happens when you're dealing with the draft. This hour's been brought to you by Window World of Boston. Call 1-800-NEXT-WIN or online at windowworldofboston.com.